Lesson 9, Women Speak Out. Today's Bible lesson's focus is on the contributions of godly women in the mission of the church. In some religious spaces, the issue of women being empowered to proclaim God's word is still hotly debated. Meet Reverend Carmelita. She got married in her 20s, then enlisted in the Army and served 25 years. While in the military, she attended seminary and was licensed and ordained in the ministry. As one of the chaplains, Reverend Carmelita taught the men's and women's Bible class on the military base for several years. Reverend Carmelita believes God has called her to speak out as a teacher of God's word. Reverend Carmelita retired from the military recently when her mother became ill. Reverend Carmelita and her husband returned home to care for her mother. Reverend Carmelita connected with the local base in her home state and began attending Bible study classes virtually and in person at her home church. After the long-serving chaplain retired, the Bible class needed a teacher. Reverend Carmelita offered right away. Reverend Carmelita was requested to submit her credentials and a letter of recommendation from her previous chaplain's office. However, during the virtual interview, Reverend Carmelita was told no because the interviewer did not think that some of the people in class would want a woman teaching them. When Reverend Carmelita asked why can't a woman proclaim God's word, the interviewer dismissed the question and held out his hand and said, "Stop." Disappointed, but not silenced, Reverend Carmelita contacted her former chaplain's office. She was put in touch with three other military bases that were looking for virtual Bible class teachers. Reverend Carmelita is fulfilling her calling by proclaiming God's word through the teaching ministry and finding joy as she teaches three classes a week, twice a day. Discussion questions. 1. How would you respond to someone who believes that God does not call women into ministry? 2. Discuss the absence of the culture of inclusiveness in some religious spaces when it comes to women exercising their gifts in ministry. 3. Name other areas of ministry, besides preaching and teaching, that God's people can speak out and proclaim the word of God.